Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Small Business Spotlight Podcast. My name is Jay Davis. Thanks for listening to the show wherever you get your podcasts. This month's feature puts the spotlight on 313 Industries. A Warren-based parts manufacturer, 313 Industries is a black woman-owned business. Co-owner Rita Fields and her husband, Dan Kendall, are working to bring some diversity to the manufacturing field. The company has earned contracts with the U.S. government, making parts for vehicles and weapons. 313 Industries in 2021 posted more than $2.5 million in revenue, but that's not what the company is most proud of. 313 Industries annually donates 10% of its gross revenue and 5% of net to the less fortunate and nonprofits, respectively. The company has also established a federally recognized manufacturing apprenticeship program that funds 100% of student schooling. I spoke with Fields and Kendall about their efforts.
I know about your background as far as philanthropy.
Yeah.
Was implementing the apprenticeship program, you know, kind of an extension of that?
Yes, 100%. And I don't know if you know about my background, but I used to be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not have a lot of opportunity. So I'm really into opening doors wherever possible. And this is a really creative way to open a door where I believe that you've really helped people if when they leave you, they're better.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go anywhere. She's like that now. And she wouldn't leave us because we're not jerks. But and we pay for her to go to school. And we pay for her to go to work. That's a pretty good gig. But yes, we absolutely do that very intentionally as a way to recognize the fact that talent doesn't just have to look one way. There's all sorts of talent in the city of Detroit. There's all sorts of talent in metropolitan Detroit. And so the fact that she started working with us when she was 17, like we had to make sure we weren't violating labor law when she was working with us. And she did such a good job that she transitioned over into an employee and that we're paying for her school. I mean, like, it's just a, I can't even think about it too hard.
Let me tell you why I'm here. I'm here to brag about her because she won't do it herself. So let me talk about her.
Okay. Oh my God.
Rita, one of the things that she's done with us is that we're more of a social enterprise than a corporation.
Yeah.
What she's brought to it is that we can be profitable and help the community at the same time. So here's a young woman of color who, by the way, when we approached her with this, she wanted to be a nurse. Because she had this very short list of opportunities in her head. This kind of thing never occurred to her, you know what I mean? So that was something, the little girl in her that didn't have these opportunities, she's pouring that out now. So that's really where that comes from. And then the things that we do in the community, you know, are born from that. Not to mention, we don't shy away from the fact that 10% of our gross revenue goes to the work of the ministry.
That's true.
10% off the top.
Which is a lot.
Check comes from the customer. We take 10%.
When did you institute that?
Immediately.
So can I ask how much you've donated?
Oh, roughly.
I would say it's close to about $400,000 now.
Yeah. And then going back to the apprenticeship program real quick, I know she's technically on your payroll right now, but when she's done, would it be an opportunity for her to stay here if she wants to, or if you'd like to have her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we're definitely.
We hope she never leaves. Are you kidding me? She's amazing. When he saw her, she was coming in to interview. Tell him about the story about how you knew she was going to be perfect.
Yeah, so you know, it takes some grit to work in manufacturing, okay? So she comes here. She worked for us in high school because one of the things we do is our plan is to bring them in part-time in high school so we get to know them first before we offer them the apprenticeship. So she came here to work part-time, and she was driving her father's Suburban. She's little. You see, she backed that thing up into the spots without looking, with just the mirrors, man. Going like 20 miles an hour.
That's
I was like, oh, she got it. She can nail it. You know what I mean? It's little things like that, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, so it's...
Yeah.
It's really... And it's an opportunity because... And I don't want, like, bringing her as a young woman of color. I don't want it to look like 100%. Benevolent because it's really it's a strategic 100%. Advantage for us.
Yes.
Huge.
Well, but very few people have apprenticeship programs in manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, let me say it bluntly, while everybody else is fishing from the same pool of middle-aged white guys, we're developing a staff with an incredible work ethic.
Yeah.
Just owning this, running this business together and being big advocates of philanthropy.
Yeah.
Was that something that you were on board with right from the start, or was it something that you were on board with right from the start?
From the jump. We started really small because we didn't have a whole lot, but it was always a commitment. Again, that was the Lord for me, and he has a heart to do it too. So we would talk about, hey, can we do this here? Can we do that there? We pay attention to nonprofit. We still do. And so as we get bigger, it'll just continue to happen, and more dynamically. So the cool thing about, I mean, it's extremely stressful having a business. There's so much more good that can come out of it. And for us, that's what, and we're living proof. We take care of people, take care of our employees. We are philanthropic, and we're successful. Yeah, so we're grateful
time,
for that.
Yeah, we did very well after taxes every year. We have been profitable every single year we've been in business. And when you tell people that you give 10% to the church and to the work of the ministry, they think you're out of your mind.
Oh, they do.
The accountant thinks you're crazy. Wants to
get you. They literally said that.
But we're profitable every single year. To want to do, because I didn't want to just own a business and just go after as much money as possible. What good is that?
There's no fulfillment. Well, I mean, I guess.
People get mad.
Bezos is fulfilled somehow.
People get mad at me. They ask me questions and I don't give them the answers they want. Like, they ask me, you know, what's the most important thing running a business? And I tell them it's not money. Most important thing about running a business is caring for people. At the end of the day, that's what it is. Owning a business is caring for people. Caring for employees, the employees of your suppliers, caring for the people that happen to be employed by your customers. You know, it's about caring for people.
It is. And let me tell you something. In this age of the great resignation, where it seems like so many employers are like, oh my gosh, we have to stop this. Get those employees and get them back in line. We haven't had that problem. Not only have we not had that problem, we had one employee who we had to lay off for a very short period of time that went somewhere else, and they came back giving up. I don't want to like give the details, because employees know when you genuinely care about them and when you're just running game or you're trying to run game. Mm-hmm. And so in this field, talent management, we have these conversations all the time. That is the number one issue. So like if you have a great product but you can't get anybody to work the machines, you're in trouble. So and I don't want to give away all our trade secrets, but we're talking about really innovative ways to attract people that are subject matter experts who don't want to work 40 hours. See, the problem is there's so little talent that they're getting exploited, right? And they don't want to work 50, 60 hours. They've been working for 35 years. They want to rest, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have a program where we are very creatively going to let you come in and work as much as you want. And we're going to give you a special title, and we're going to treat you great. And you'll be able to feel like you can still contribute, and then you can go home. We're not trying to like use you up like you're this little pencil. And that's gonna make us competitive. Because we're spending time trying to think about how do we make sure that people feel valued. We specifically have times and meetings where we specifically talk about that. Not about how much money we're making. Of course, we have to pay attention to that, but like how do we make sure people feel good here? How do we expand this very thoughtfully?
Everything's about scalability.
Exactly. So it's a good thing. And at some point, we're probably going to be a lot bigger than 7 people. We understand that. But we're hoping that we're laying a foundation that allows us to be able to maintain the same spirit of what we have and just be a big multi-million-dollar organization.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us for the Small Business Spotlight Podcast. We'll be back next month with another episode. Thank you to our guests, Rita Fields and Dan Kendall of 313 Industries. Thanks to Tim Simpson, who takes care of everything behind the scenes. You can find this and other Cranes Detroit Business Podcasts by clicking on podcasts at the top of our website or by searching for Cranes Conversations wherever you get your podcasts. Take it easy.